KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. The morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'm in studio with somebody I'm so happy to finally meet and finally have with us. Hans Hagen, the director of the Maliola Foundation, is in with us this morning. How are you doing, man?
Doing amazing, Tyler. Thanks for having me in here.
I've heard so many things about you, and everybody said, have you met Hans? Have you met Hans? And finally, I have met Hans.
Here we are, in the flesh.
You run a really important, very cool foundation that we're going to talk about. B, you have a show tomorrow at the White House.
Can I correct you?
Wait, is today Wednesday? It's Friday. I forgot what today
is. It's on Saturday, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, April 27th.
Okay, I got my dates wrong. Saturday at the White House. I know it's at 8:30. And yes, you may correct me anytime I get something wrong. It's a mystery show, which we're going to talk about. And Hans and I, for the first time, are going to be slowly tension building, releasing who's playing the show. Because if you go online to the Maliola website, you find that, in fact, it's a secret.
It is a secret.
So
lots of questions.
Around 9 o'clock this morning, the headliner of the show, who I guarantee you will be impressed with, and you will know who he is absolutely, one of the bigger names to play Laguna in a while, is going to call into our station and reveal that he is the person playing the show on Saturday. That's kind of cool.
It's really cool.
All right. I'm excited.
And I get to meet him for the first time.
So yeah, I do too.
I'm even more excited.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we'll talk more about that in a moment. But let's talk about the Maliola Foundation since we have Hans here. Basically, what I know is it started to treat patients with cystic fibrosis to show them that there's a natural treatment for their disease, and that is being in the water, surfing.
Yeah, the people with the challenges of CF have a daily routine of taking lots of pills and doing a hypertonic saline solution as they vibrate their chest with a chest vibrator. What we have found is over about 7 years ago when we decided to take kids surfing is that the ocean and the natural hypertonic saline that the ocean creates really helps their lung function and their longevity and quality of life.
Yeah.
So made it our mission to take as many kids with cystic fibrosis surfing.
This seems really like breakthrough stuff. Like, did doctors realize that going into the ocean had so much saline and would help people with CF?
There is clinical studies, and it was from an article that was published in Australia back in 2005. And it was, it's been a breakthrough, and we've really seen it because we monitor and we spend so many times with these families, and we see their progress and see their quality of life improve. And it's a really great program. It's changed my life to be a part of it.
The families and the kids must be just especially thrilled because they have a disease that's pretty inhibiting. I mean, they have breathing problems. So to be able to do something like surf has got to just be beyond them, right?
Yeah, and they are in such a safe environment. We have the best surfers in the world who volunteer their time for this. So, we assure them and give them the confidence to have such a great experience in the ocean. We make sure things go right.
For the surfing community, what are some names and some people that have helped you at the surf experience days?
I mean, starting at the top, we have Kelly Slater, Jamie O'Brien, Kalani Robb, Kala Alexander, Sonny Garcia. The list goes on. Just the biggest hearts. You know, these big wave riders and these great surfers just have the biggest hearts, and they do it for nothing. It's all heart.
Yeah, I like what you said, that they're the biggest wave riders in the world. And they help the sickest kids with the biggest hearts. I think that's really cool.
I think it's a good combo.
So how are you connected to this? What made you think, I want to help families with cystic fibrosis?
There's a local family, the Dunlop brothers, James and Charlie, who I grew up with surfing, who were the original founders of this of the Maliola Foundation. And they asked me about 5 years ago when I was kind of in my pro surfing career to volunteer some time and become a part of it and be a part of their first national tour, which we go around the country and visit children's hospitals. We do about 30 of them a year, like on a goodwill mission. We do gifting and bring the athletes in to interact with the kids, do art, crafts, and just play ukulele, kind of turn it into a positive environment. And then take the kids that are well enough, out of the hospital and down to the beach where we host try to show as much aloha and get them in the water. So, yeah, I started as a volunteer, did it for about 4 years, and finally they asked me to come on board and get you know, roll up my sleeves a little bit and help the foundation.
Did you bring a lot of the music connection that now is very prevalent in the Malleola Foundation?
Yeah, that was a big mission of mine. Yeah. I believe, you know, these rock and rollers could really bring a lot of awareness and potentially bring some funds in to help us with our cause. So, you know, we've been local. Taylor Hawkins has been a huge part of helping us raise awareness and funds and
yeah.
bringing in his band Chevy Metal to help us out a lot. Yeah, it's been great.
I've got a Chevy Metal vinyl on record. Record on vinyl right there on my desk. We should get one on in a little bit. So knowing that and your connections, the music world and the mystery show that we're bringing, what kinds of people could show up on Friday or Saturday that you don't even know are going to come? Like, would you be like, oh, hey, Kelly Slater, for example?
You know, I don't know. I think, you know, you go on our website, it's just a big question mark right there.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. I hope the community comes out. I would love to see a lot of our pro surf athletes come out.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually when we throw something, it really is a hoot.
Yeah. I'm so stoked to go to it myself. And, just to reiterate, it's at White House on Saturday at 8:30. Tickets are available online. What's your URL?
www.malleola.org.
Okay, Malleola.org, and it's a mystery lineup as of now. We're going to release the headliner here in just a little bit. We also have the update to play from Lisa Farber from Laguna Beach Times, who's going to tell us more about it. And all the proceeds are going to go to help you guys.
Yeah, we're just about ready to go into National Cystic Fibrosis Month, which is May, and we're starting our national tour. So these funds are going directly into us getting up on the road and getting to these children's hospitals and executing our surf experience days.
Cool. Tickets are $20, but you can get a VIP ticket for $50, I read. You can get a table for $500.
Yep.
We've been building up the tension, building up supreme tension of who is in fact playing the show this weekend. It's on Saturday at the White House. It's at 8:30. And it's a mystery lineup so far.
Yeah.
Right now, we're about to reveal who is in fact playing the show with great anticipation. Is that the word?
Yep.
People have been waiting this week for this. So I would like to welcome on the phone the headliner of the Malleola show this Saturday at the White House.
Dun, da, da, da.
Thank you for the drum roll. John Easdale from Dramarama is on the phone. Good morning.
Ta-da! Hey!
How was that? Was that an okay introduction?
That was a magnificent introduction. I hope nobody was disappointed that it was only me and not, you know, Bruce Springsteen or
yeah,
Bob Dylan.
People are like, please be Axl Rose. Please be, oh, John.
Yeah, it's only me.
No, dude, this is amazing because, you know, Laguna's a very small town, 24,000 people. So to have somebody like you and friends of Dramarama playing at the White House, our little White House, which has been here for 95 years this weekend, is a really big deal. And it's so cool of you to do this.
It is my pleasure. It is. You know, we are very excited and very much looking forward to the event. And, you know, we like to do. I'd rather play smaller places than bigger places, but they hire us and pay us to play the bigger places, so we go there. But I enjoy a tavern or saloon as much as the next guy, and I'd rather play, be able to look everybody in the eye when I'm singing to them.
And this is the go-to tavern or saloon in town. So
you've
picked the right place. Now, I want to give you a chance to talk to Hans a little bit, too, because you guys have never actually met. And he's in studio. You're on the phone. Now, what connection do you have to the Malleola Foundation to cystic fibrosis? Do you know what they do, and do you support it kind of thing?
I definitely am aware of it, although I wasn't made aware of it until I was asked to do the show, I must say. But before I ever say yes to any kind of a charitable thing, I always do a great deal of research, because there's some people out there, I don't know if you know this, but they say they're charitable and then they keep the money themselves. So we always check it out before we do, and Malleola is a great organization that does great work, and we're really proud to be a part of it.
Well, cool. If you don't know, and I'll give you the synopsis for anybody listening as well, Malleola basically is a natural treatment for patients with cystic fibrosis. It does surf experience days, which has high qualities of saline in the ocean and basically helps them breathe better and live better. Hans, anything you want to say to John for doing the show?
Yeah, John, we're as we'd say out here, so stoked that you are coming out to play for us. And yeah, the monies are going directly towards our tour, which actually kicks off on the 6th of May. And yeah, we've been desperately trying to fund this this tour where we're bringing all these professional surfers together to visit all of these children's hospitals and do a goodwill tour and spread aloha and then produce these surf experience days for our CF community. So I can't thank you enough. I hope the night, you know, goes as well as we
How plan. Could it not with John Easton?
I am over the moon. I'm just so happy you're coming down. I'm really glad this all kind of connected together, and can't wait to meet you in the flesh.
I'm looking forward to it. We always like to say we hope the people in the audience are having as much fun as we are up on stage. We have a good time when we do it, but we'll have an even better time knowing we're doing it for a good cause. And yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Hans, for having us, and also for the good work that you do.
You know what's funny is on White House on Saturday nights, they usually have a band called Flashback Heart Attack, which is
I know them. They play one of my songs.
Exactly. It's an 80s cover band. So, again, we're on the phone with John Easdale from Dramarama, who's playing this Saturday at the White House. So, you know, there might be people there who are like, oh, Flashback Heart Attack's not here tonight. Oh, wait, it's John Easdale, which so you'll get a good crowd, hopefully.
And you'll get at least one of the songs that Flashback Heart Attack plays.
Yeah, that's true. So that's a question. If I want to talk a little bit about the music, I mean, you've been playing some of the same hits for like 30 years now that people love and still get radio play. We have a couple of them in our system that we rotate from time to time. But you guys also have recently recorded new stuff, or so I read. The last album was in 2005. So can we expect to see a new Dramarama album sometime?
You know, if they still make albums by the time it comes out, yes. But I have a feeling it might just be files on the internet. Who knows?
Right, okay.
You know, I don't know if it'll be a little piece of plastic with a hole in the middle anymore.
Yeah.
But we have new songs, and we'll play a couple. We'll give everybody a chance to go use the restroom or go have a cigarette or something. So if we announce it before we say, hey, here's a new one, then they'll know it's time to go. But have you ever been to like a Rolling Stones concert or a Paul McCartney concert?
And they say, here's a new song.
See a stadium empty because he said it was a new song.
How does that feel for you? All you want to do is be rethought of as a new artist, and the audience doesn't care. Does that hurt your feelings?
You know what? It's a miracle. You know, as I often say, the shelf life for rock and roll bands is somewhat closer to dairy products than other things.
Yeah.
And you're really not supposed to last. Even the biggest of the big stars don't last for a long time. Don't get to continue their work, and we're blessed with the opportunity to play this Saturday night. And like you said, 30 plus years after we started the band, it is nothing short of a miracle.
So but in contrast, you're not tired of playing Last Cigarette or anything. You look forward to the audience still liking that music.
We are, again, it is a blessing. It is a gift that people still want to hear 20, 30-year-old songs, that people still remember them, you know, that we're talking on the radio about it right now. That's not typical. It's very, very uncommon.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. I also want to ask you before we go, have you ever surfed before? Are you a surfer?
I tried. I wasn't very good. I'm not good at, I'm not a physical person. I played sports when I was little, but I was a lineman on the football team.
Okay.
I was like big and I was fast, but I was big, and I'm not very coordinated. I couldn't put a ball in a hole or anything like that.
Because with Hans here in studio and his connection to surfers, I'm wondering if Hans, maybe while John is here this weekend, we should offer him a surf lesson.
Absolutely. if he is up for it, John, if you're up for it, the beach is yours. The red carpet is rolled out.
I can't thank you enough for that opportunity, and I may take a rain check because I have to get my body in beach shape.
Yeah, do you often take your shirt off?
That would probably take another 30 years.
How tall are you? You're a taller guy, right?
6'1".
Yeah, all right. So he'd be a big specimen in the ocean.
I'm a big specimen, definitely. that is an accurate assessment.
John, we're so excited to see you this weekend. Again, John Easdale from Dramarama and friends of Dramarama, playing a show 8:30 at the White House. He's the headliner, the mystery headliner that has officially now been announced. It will go on the website. You can get tickets to the show, $20 general admission, $50 VIP, $500 for a table. The money, all of it, benefits the Malleola Foundation, which is a natural treatment for patients with cystic fibrosis. Hans Hagen's in studio, the director, and we're so happy as a community radio station to support this thing and to help get the word out. So, John, thank you for the favor you're doing, and we so look forward to the show this weekend.
Thank you, Hans. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you, Laguna Beach. And we'll see you on Saturday, man. Thank you so much.
And I hope you don't mind. I am going to play one of those 30-year-old songs that everybody still loves.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Thanks, man. Here's Dramarama on KX93.5. All right, dude. Thanks so much.
Oh, no, not at all. I look forward. Are you going to come by on Saturday?
I will certainly.
I listen, if I was in radio, I wouldn't go to every show. But if you do, please come say hello and shake my hand and say, hey, I was me on the radio.
I will do that. I look like I'm 16. That's how you'll know it's me.
You sound like you are. You don't. Yeah. I would card you for cigarettes if you tried to buy
them. I do. I get carded for rated R movies sometimes.
That's rough. But you know what? You'll appreciate that when you get old.
I've heard that. Hey, will you do me one favor before you go? Can you do like a little drop for our station?
Yeah, sure. Like, John, now what is it? KX?
KX93.5.
You got it.
Whenever you're ready.
Are you rolling?
Yeah.
Hi, this is John Easdale from Dramarama, and you're listening to KX93.5 Laguna Beach.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Not at all, sir.
We will see you Saturday.
I can't thank you enough. All right,
all right,
you guys,
John.
Have a
great
day.
We'll see you Saturday. Thanks again for the support of the foundation.
Not at all, Mr. Hans. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Saturday.
See you, man.
Bye.